folks, my name is Sydney, and welcome to Guilt of Existence, a podcast geared toward finding peace on a dying planet. You might be saying, well, Sydney, how are we going to find peace today? And by God, you're in luck, because I'm going to tell you. Today, I am going to give you some valuable information that will prevent you from being bamboozled by forestry frauds. Let's get started. Before I start my tirade, I want to go over some basics, like what even is forestry? A quick search of the Google reveals that forestry is the science or practice of planting, managing, and caring for forests. I really like that the term caring is included in there because I feel like that is a key part of what might drive someone to become an actual legitimate forester, which brings me to my next point. What makes someone a forester? While it varies slightly from state to state, all of them typically require a bachelor's degree at least, with additional requirements in order to become professionally certified. In Pennsylvania, many foresters work for the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, or DCNR for short, but since Pennsylvania is a commonwealth and we do things a little differently, foresters in other states often work for the U.S. Forest Service. These are probably the best organizations to contact to get a hold of a legitimate forester. Conservation districts may also be a good option because even though the foresters may not work directly for them, they should be able to tell you the appropriate place to call. Now, what exactly do foresters do? Well, if we lasso it back to the definition of forestry that Google provided, foresters are folks who are likely planting, managing, and caring for forests in a specific region. Really, they're the best source to consult if you have any questions about trees, whether it's identifying a type of tree, learning about blights that are harming tree species, and especially when it comes to timber harvesting. Foresters can help folks plan for a sustainable timber harvest, even though these guys aren't the ones harvesting the trees themselves. Which brings me to my next point of how timber harvests can be beneficial. When the phrase timber harvest comes to mind, some people may associate it with deforestation, which is fair because so much timber harvesting is done terribly with no consideration to the environment. They see the biggest trees and they take them. However, when done correctly, timber harvest can actually have a number of benefits. By removing select trees, in other words, not just the largest ones, this leaves trees of varying ages, which in turn allows more light to reach those younger trees and understory vegetation, promoting additional growth there, and a wider array of plant species, which in turn creates more diverse wildlife habitat. Select cutting of trees also allows for removal of any specific trees that may be affected by any diseases or parasites, with the goal of preventing the spread of them to trees that may still be healthy. Now, on the other side of the coin, here are some ways that irresponsible and unsustainable timber harvest can be detrimental to the environment. They only take the largest trees, leaving very little age variety and therefore lack of diversity. Plus, the trees that they deem to be too small to be harvested often get destroyed in the process by logging equipment anyway. So while they only take the biggest ones, they're pretty indiscriminate when it comes to killing trees in general. On top of that, there is usually a lot of earth disturbance associated with these harvests, and when vegetation is dug up and the earth is exposed, this leads to much more rapid erosion, which is why best management practices for erosion and sediment control are critical, because that soil being eroded is easily transported into waterways and wetlands where it becomes a very detrimental pollutant. But unfortunately, many of these operations aren't concerned with the state of the environment. They only want the largest trees so they can get the most money, so ENS plans are usually non-existent. So we've covered some of the good and some of the bad. Now let's talk about the ugly. Now, I will admit that there are some folks out there conducting timber harvests that genuinely have no idea that what they're doing is causing environmental harm. While what they've done still sucks for the environment, I believe that if they're given the knowledge on how to become more sustainable with their practices, it's possible that they will do better in the future. Here's my real issue, though. There are a lot of companies out there that will make a point of making themselves look better than what they actually are. They may call themselves foresters on the professional-looking postcards they send out, complete with all of the environmental buzzwords like sustainable and eco-friendly, not to mention the promise of big money from the timber on your property, but I'm telling you, this is just a way for them to lure you into a false sense of security. To someone who has minimal knowledge of how a timber harvest works, these mailings they send out can be extremely deceptive. I've seen plenty of them, and they look great, which infuriates me all the more because I've inspected numerous logging sites for these supposed sustainable forestry companies, and every time, that's not an exaggeration, literally every time, it made my blood boil and it broke my heart. A majority of the sites I've been to were just obliterated. What was once a beautiful forested area is now a sad, silent wasteland. No joke, it's depressing. Now, I want to be clear here though. As I mentioned earlier, it's absolutely possible for a timber harvest to be completed in a way that actually benefits the environment. But some of these guys with their fancy postcards are absolute frauds. I want you to be aware of that. So, if you find yourself considering a timber harvest, because a lot of people do, my biggest advice to you is to contact an actual legitimate forester. While they are not the ones who will be doing the logging, they can provide you with valuable information that will help you understand what you should be looking for in a timber harvest and what should be avoided. They can also provide you with a clear picture of how the timber harvest process should go, from the signing of contracts to the actual cutting of trees. All right, so the main takeaways here are, number one, timber harvest can actually benefit the environment if done sustainably. Two, we really need to watch out for the frauds that make it seem like they'll do a good job when in reality they won't. And three, legitimate foresters are the best resource to consult if you're considering a timber harvest or if you have any other questions about forested areas. That is all I have for you today, folks. Now go hug a tree. Until next time.